Ever wonder how your brain, connects all the dots, all that information flowing around?
It's an incredible process, definitely.
Well, right at the heart of it is this structure, the corpus callosum. It's like the brain's main communication highway, isn't it?
Exactly, the biggest one we have. It connects the two hemispheres.
So today we're doing a deep dive into something called agenesis of the corpus callosum, AGCC for short.
Right.
This is a condition where that connection, that highway, is either missing or incomplete right from birth. And we want to explore some new research about how this affects verbal learning and memory specifically.
Yeah, AGCC is a congenital condition, meaning present from birth. Affects maybe 1 in 4,000 people, roughly.
Okay.
And what's really fascinating from a brain science perspective is that many people with AGCC have typical intelligence levels. Their brains have adapted.
So they offer unique insights then.
Absolutely, into how the brain compensates and functions differently.
Okay, so let's unpack this. There's a study, Erickson, Paul, and Brown.
That's the one, a fairly recent study. And they used a specific test, the California Verbal Learning Test, the CVLT2.
Yes, it's a standard tool, well validated for looking at verbal memory.
They compared 26 people with AGCC, all with normal IQs, to 24 control participants who are matched.
Right. And you need to remember that learning and memory, they aren't just a single thing. It's multi-stage.
Like different steps.
Exactly. First, you have encoding that's getting the information in, then consolidation, making it stick, and finally, retrieval, getting it back out. And the CVLT2 is great because it breaks this down. It gives scores for things like attention span, learning efficiency, how well you learn over trials, delayed memory, and even inaccurate memory, like false positives.
So it lets you pinpoint where the difficulties might be.
Precisely.
Okay, so here's where it gets really interesting, apparently. The study found pretty clear deficits for the AGCC group on that delayed memory factor.
That's right, significant deficits.
So things like remembering words after a short delay or a long delay, even when given cues, or just recognizing words they'd seen before, they struggled more.
Correct. And also, their original learning, just the amount they picked up across the initial learning trials, was lower too.
So on the surface, it looks like a straightforward memory problem. They just don't remember as well.
It seems that way initially, yes. But here's the crucial twist, the kind of aha moment in the study. Despite recalling less overall, when you looked at how much they retained relative to what they managed to learn in the first place, they were just as effective as the controls.
Wait, so they weren't forgetting more rapidly?
Exactly. Their rate of forgetting wasn't the issue, and their ability to retrieve information, given what was stored, seemed okay too. The key problem wasn't forgetting or retrieval, it was what they call impoverished encoding.
Impoverished encoding, meaning.
Meaning they just didn't learn as much or perhaps as richly to begin with. The initial memory trace wasn't as strong or detailed. Think of it like recording something. Maybe the microphone wasn't picking up all the nuances. The recording exists, but it's just less complete.
And importantly, their basic attention span and their learning efficiency scores, like using strategies to group words, those were similar to the controls.
Yes, broadly similar. So it doesn't seem to be a basic attention problem or that they weren't trying to use strategies.
Wow, okay. So it's not about attention, not strategy use, not faster forgetting. It's the initial quality of the learning. What does that tell us about the corpus callosum's job then?
Well, it strongly suggests the callosum isn't just a passive wire transferring info. It seems to play an active role in elaborating on information, especially verbal information, as it's being encoded.
Elaborating, like making connections.
Kind of. Think about learning words. Optimal learning probably involves integrating the left hemisphere's strength in, say, syntax and phonetics, with the right hemisphere's broader somatic connections, understanding context and nuance.
Okay, like getting the whole picture.
Exactly. Without the corpus callosum providing that seamless link, it might be harder to establish that really rich integrated memory trace that pulls from both sides effectively.
So the memory trace is less bihemispheric.
That's the idea, less integrated across both hemispheres. And this seems particularly challenging for novel, complex tasks, like learning a list of unrelated words quickly.
That makes sense.
And interestingly, they did an analysis where they looked only at people with complete AGCC, removing those with partial absence. The deficits were even more pronounced, which really reinforced the idea that the callosum itself is critical for this encoding richness.
Does this fit with any bigger theories about how the brain handles memory? You hear about left brain, right brain stuff.
It does align quite well with models like HEIRA, the hemispheric encoding and retrieval asymmetry model.
HER.
Yeah, it basically proposes that typically the left prefrontal cortex is more involved in encoding new information, while the right is more involved in retrieving it. The corpus callosum's integrity seems related to how well this specialization works.
Ah, so in AGCC, maybe you lose some of that advantage you get from having specialized regions talk to each other efficiently during encoding.
That seems to be a very plausible implication, yes. It could reduce the efficiency or the depth of that encoding process.
So wrapping this up, what's the big takeaway here for you?
I think it really shifts the focus. The corpus callosum isn't just for transferring already learned stuff between hemispheres. It's crucial for the quality of the initial learning, for laying down that rich integrated memory trace in the first place.
It's about the foundation of the memory itself.
Precisely. It makes you appreciate that constant, seamless communication between our hemispheres.
Yeah, definitely.
And it leaves you wondering, doesn't it? This intricate interplay facilitated by structures like the corpus callosum, it underpins memory, but maybe also so much more of our complex thought. What other subtle, vital interactions are happening across that bridge? Interactions we completely take for granted in how we understand and navigate our world.